Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2. I've got an echo in my ear. There we go. That takes care of that. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. My thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, if you don't know about the Small Business Development Center at Winthrop University, you're about to. And trust me, they have made a lot of businesses here in this area possible because of what they do. Jim Funk is with us today. He is the guy who runs that show. Is that right, Jim?
Well, I'm part of the team that runs that show.
Oh, okay. He's part of the team. So let me write that down. Part of the team that runs that show. So, Jim, tell us a little bit about yourself.
First of all, Manny, thanks very much for having me.
Sure.
I'm glad to represent our team. We're part of a team of consultants across the state. I've been with the group about a year now. Personally, by education, I'm a mechanical engineer from the University of Kentucky and an MBA from Clemson. I've been in the Rock Hill area for about 20 years now, working in large and small businesses until a couple years ago I transitioned into consulting. You know, did a year of the traveling road warrior consultant out Monday, back Thursday. Decided that wasn't the best thing for me, so had the opportunity to join the Small Business Development Center and work with small businesses.
Good for you. So let's start with some basics. This Small Business Administration office here at Winthrop is one of, like, how many across the state?
So we have four regions in the state, and they're all headquartered at universities. We're at Winthrop, of course, South Carolina State, USC in Columbia, and at Clemson.
Okay.
And so we carve the state up into four quadrants, if you will. The Winthrop region comprises York County and 14 other counties from Union County all the way over to Myrtle Beach.
Oh, wowee. That's a bunch of territory.
It's a big area.
So do you have satellite offices for your region here?
We do. I'm part of the Rock Hill area.
Right.
We have an office in Florence, and we also have an office in Myrtle Beach. That's the Myrtle Beach area office.
So that makes it easier. You don't have to go, all right, I got you. 15 counties is a lot of territory.
Yeah, that'd be a long way every day.
And you're part of the Small Business Administration out of D.C.
Yeah, we're actually a partner of the Small Business Administration. The majority of our funding comes from the SBA. But we also get state funding and funding from Winthrop University. So we're considered a partner with the SBA. We don't work directly for the SBA.
Okay. All righty. So what is it you exactly do over there? You help a small, budding entrepreneur who's got a great idea make sense of whether this idea makes any sense?
Of course, it's... many things for many clients. Our only mission is to help South Carolina small businesses start up, grow, and succeed. And that means something different for practically every business you run into. It's interesting to understand that our definition of a small business is the same as the SBA definition, which is for most industries up to 500 employees. So now these are not tiny businesses in every case. I will say that the majority of our clients are what the SBA would call micro businesses. That's less than 10 employees.
Yeah, I would think.
But we're in every industry, and given that mission, we'll do anything our clients want us to do. You know, I mentioned my background. We have 50 other consultants across the state that have their own backgrounds. And their own areas of expertise. We do a lot of collaboration and team consulting. So we're able to do anything a client wants us to do. We most commonly work with clients on writing a business plan, on starting up with the licensing requirements, on their marketing and sales, digital marketing. We help clients by reviewing their online presence and provide feedback on how they look in a Google search. How do they look on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn? And we do a lot of advising in those areas as well. And, of course, lending and funding is critical. You know, we help clients write a business plan, build a financial projection model, and then be prepared to go to a lender and apply for a loan.
Is most of what you do that versus things like digital marketing and whatever?
With most of our clients, almost all of our clients, we're going to start with, hey, let's write a business plan and let's build a financial model. And then that's the groundwork for almost everything else that we do. It's also important to understand that our clients are both startups and existing businesses. So we work with both.
Well, let's assume that you have an existing business that's got a healthy balance sheet, not looking to borrow any money, but, I don't know, need some help. You just mentioned about digital marketing and social media and what have you. Mm-hmm. They could come to the SBA and say, I need some help with social media and digital marketing. Can you help me?
Yeah. If they come to the SBDC, we will work on anything that a small business wants us to work on. We get a lot of what you just described. Hey, I've got my business. It's running. We're healthy. I want to expand. I want to expand my reach. So that's when we start talking to them about digital marketing and about networking. We have access to a lot of resources, and a lot of what we do is to put resources in touch with our clients and help them work together.
So are there fees for this work?
Our consulting is completely free of charge. It's completely confidential. We'll ask our clients to answer a few questions and sign up with us officially. Part of that sign-up includes a confidentiality agreement. Then after that, all of our consulting is free of charge.
Wow. So you probably would ask yourself, are you overwhelmed with people wanting your services, or are you surprised that not more take advantage of this?
Well, I will have to admit that I had never heard of the SBDC before I went to work for them. And I have, in three different past experiences, worked in companies that were less than $10 million in revenue, well less than 500 employees. So part of what we work on ourselves, and part of the reason we're so appreciative to be here today, is that we need to get the word out. We cannot spend money on advertising, given the nature of our business. So we do a lot of webinars. We've done a lot of COVID webinars. We've made a lot of connections that way, but it kind of comes and goes, but we've got capacity to serve a lot more clients than we serve today.
Well, if you and I could have an interesting debate on this one. I think one of the first rules of any business, when you're putting your business plan together, you got to have money allocated for electricity and money for your utility bills, and there needs to be a line item there called marketing and advertising, because if you expect, just because you're there and your door is open for people to walk in, that's called the great surprise. Would you not agree?
Well, I would agree under other circumstances, but as I mentioned, we are prevented legally from spending money on marketing and promotion.
That's got to be a rule from D.C. Got to be.
That is one of the challenges of our world, is working a lot with the SBA and other bureaucracies at the state and federal level.
Well, by golly, I would, just a few things that you've mentioned would seem to be enough for most businesses out there to try to figure out a way how they could work with you to enhance what they're trying to do with a product or service.
Well, I constantly am telling people about the SBDC. Just about everyone you run into has some connection or familiarity with a small business. Just to tell the story, I think some people are hesitant to share the information about their business. Sometimes we have clients come to us and say they need help kind of creating some of their financial statements, just a simple income statement, a balance sheet, because all they have is a shoebox full of receipts. That's fine. We work with sophisticated businesses. We work with mom and pops, if you want to call them that, where
sure.
Where they they need help just kind of figuring out what's important and what they need to keep track of.
You know, you mentioned the variety of skills that are available through the Small Business Development Group. You mentioned you're a mechanical engineer, so I'm sitting here thinking to myself, let's say I owned an automotive repair shop, and there was a change in technology that I'm told would help me do my job better, more efficiently, and hopefully generate more revenue. But I really don't know whether my heart is making that decision or my head is making that decision. Could I call the SBA and say, look, I'm down here at Kimball's Tire Shop, and I need some help evaluating this?
Absolutely, we could do that. And the way that would work is that, you know, we would take them on as a client. And then if they happen to be assigned to me, for example, you know, I could do a good due diligence review of what they're considering. But then we have another 50 consultants across the state. And, you know, I would reach out to our network and say, hey, has anybody worked with a client who is considering buying a, tire machine, whatever it is you're describing? And chances are I'll have one of our other consultants reach out to me and said, yeah, I just went through that whole experience with client XYZ. And, oh, by the way, let me go ask that client, because of our confidentiality, let me ask that client if he'd be willing to talk to, because he's over in Aiken, and, you know, you're in Fort Mill, so it's no competition. And we do a lot of that same kind of connection.
That's that networking you're talking about.
That's that networking, exactly.
So it sounds to me like the SBA could be a good sounding board for anybody who's in business, and if they're a sole proprietorship and it's just them, and they don't have anybody to bounce things off of, that you could develop a long-term relationship with the SBA.
Well, and that's what I always tell people when they contact the SBDC. When I'm assigned there to be their consultant, I say, we're partners. And, you know, you can use me for any kind of sounding board you want. You can ask me questions about specifics, and if I don't know the answers, I'll go get them for you. And that's how we build a lot of our closest relationships. They are with sole proprietorships and small family companies, a lot of which want to try to pass the business on to the next generation.
Sure.
But they need to, you know, clean it up a little bit, and we are able to help with that as well.
Well, you know, there's a very interesting question, because there's a lot of family businesses that are trying to figure out, how do I pass this thing on without getting killed with taxes or whatever. Is that something that you all can help out with?
We can consult on those kinds of issues. What we also do as part of the networking that we talked about is that we have lists of providers, for example, tax professionals, attorneys. We don't specifically recommend that our clients go to a specific provider, but we'll provide a list and say, this is a list of people that we know have worked with small businesses. Our clients have said good things about them. You may wish to contact them. But the basics of laying out what needs to be done, you know, we can help with. And, you know, we can do research. We do a lot of research. We have access to specific databases on industry and issue that most people don't have access to. We can go run a database search and get a report on, you know, how to pass a business on to the next generation, for example, and provide some good, useful information to our clients.
You really are. It's just fascinating, because, I mean, you got all this stuff going on. As you say, nobody really knows about it. That's terrible.
It's challenging.
That's challenging, to say the least. Wow. Woo. So I don't know how you measure this, but in the course of a month or a year, how many businesses is the Winthrop SBDC working with?
So we, as I mentioned, we work with both startups and with existing businesses.
Sure.
Each month we do a webinar called Let's Get Started. And when we have people call us and say, I'm thinking about starting a business, can you help me? We say, hey, first thing we'd like you to do is sign up for this webinar. And in that webinar, it's an hour-long session in which, you know, we describe what's involved with running a business. And we don't discourage people from doing it, but you know, only a third of small business startups make it past 2 years.
So it's not for the faint of heart.
It's not for the faint of heart. But we also make it clear, hey, we'll be your partner. We can help you with all these things. So we typically have between 20 and 30 people sign up every month for that webinar. So that's essentially the inflow of startups for the most part.
And of that 20 to 30 on average, how many will want to take it to the next step?
So let's say 25 sign up. And, of course, we've been doing them all online for the last year. And
what happened over the last year?
Maybe it was 18 months.
Pandemic.
But who's counting?
Who's counting?
And half of those will show up for the webinar. So that knocks you down to 12.
Yeah.
Of those 12, 10 of them will reply to our email follow-up where we ask a few additional questions so we can assign them to the best consultant for them.
Right.
And then so that gets us down to 10. And then
six
of those we will actually have at least one discussion with.
And so, then out of the six?
And then out of those six, most of them get to the point of having a business plan and a financial model. And then from there, it can go a lot of different ways.
Do you find that one of your responsibilities is to evaluate this idea for a product or service and be frank with them to say, we don't think it's worth a hoot and you probably ain't going to get anywhere with it? Or do you just leave that out?
Well, we don't say it in exactly those terms, but the message is there sometimes. So what we normally tell our clients is, you know, imagine that I'm an investor or a lender. You know, you're going to have to write a business plan, and you're going to have to create a financial model that's real. You know, so if you think you can open a car repair shop, and you think you can get, you know, 10 customers a day. Where'd that come from? What research did you do? And that's where we can help them.
Right.
You know, we can provide, I mentioned those databases. We can do a specific zip code report on all the car repair. And I've done this personally with a client, of all the car repair places in the greater Rock Hill area, their size, how long they've been in business. And so we can help them put together a business plan that stands up to those kinds of questions.
Which should tell them factually whether this idea is any good or not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Called being honest. Okay. We got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now we're going to find out, Jim, if you are a quick learner, because we do a thing here on the radio called Fresh Subs and Salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. Everybody says it's at the count of three, and it's in the white letters, and we say it together out loud. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3. Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 41066.
We're glad to see things are getting back to normal, and it's great to see everyone eating in and us getting a chance to catch up with y'all. This is Charlie Ruffalo. If you don't have time to sit and enjoy your lunch with us, I would suggest you order online at mysubstationii.com, and you can be in and out of the store in under 5 seconds. Just give us enough time to make your order before you arrive. We're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 10, and we're still able to do catering 7 days a week. Once again, I want to thank you for your support through this pandemic. It means a great deal. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Jim Funk is with us today. He is with the Small Business Development Center at Winthrop University. He is part of a team, as he says, quite an extensive team of people who are strewn all over the state of South Carolina, and I gather every other state in the nation, providing all kinds of services to small businesses. Free, F-R-E-E. Let me put that in caps and a couple of underlines. Free. So if you need help with a business plan, if you need help with, I don't know how to do any of the social media digital marketing stuff, they can help you. If you need help evaluating this building, that location, I mean, the list just goes on and on. Quite an extensive list. I guess the way that I'm hearing all this, if you're looking for a silent business partner to help you out with all these decisions you have to make and evaluations, the SBDC could be it.
That's exactly right. We want to partner with small businesses.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so the rubber really meets the road when you've done all this stuff. You got your business plan together. You think you got a product or service that makes sense, but you don't have capital, money, to get this thing started, whatever it is. And so you are going to go through the experience of a lifetime, which is going to take all this stuff you put together with the SBDC and go talk to a lender. And I'm sure that is something you have seen happen many, many, many times. Correct?
That is exactly correct. And that's really one of the greatest values we can add is in that process. And I've mentioned it a couple times, but you know, we can help you write a business plan, and then we can help you build a financial model. In both of those, in standard templates that we've developed with input from lenders, they are designed to answer the questions that the lenders will have, and we are trained and experienced in building those documents so that they're sufficient. And we often tell people it's not ready. I have a client right now who is just got approved for his funding. We've been going through iterations of business plans and financial models for over 4 months. That's not uncommon. If it's not ready, we tell you it's not ready.
So you're going to make sure that all the questions that probably will be asked by the lender have already been answered before we even walk in there.
Absolutely.
Well thought out.
Absolutely.
Which is exactly what you need to do with a banker, because you're asking the bank to lend you some money, and they're looking at you like, who are you? How well have you thought through this? Is the risk a reasonable one for me to take?
Right. Yeah, at the end of the day, the bank just wants to get that loan repaid. That's it. And so, to your point, you know, they're going to try to understand your character. They're going to look at your credit history. Personal credit scores are extremely important. They're going to look at your income stream. We have a lot of people who call us the day after they quit their job because they're ready to start their new business. If they asked us that a week before they quit, we would have said, don't quit until you have to quit. Not only because we would advise that anyway, but a bank will look at that and say, okay, well, even if this business flops, at least this person has another income stream. And so we have a lot of those kind of conversations with people to help them be successful in getting that loan.
Now, true or false, chances of an upstart business with all the SBDC help, business plan in place, blah, 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 getting 100% financing are slim to none?
Less than slim to none.
Okay. All right. So how do you work around that? I mean, if you know that this is this person has a good idea, is there anything that SBDC can chip in to make this thing palatable to the bank so that they'll lend what needs to be done?
Well, typically a small business owner is going to have to come up with 20% of their loan amount. And, you know, we say, you know, talk to your family, talk to your friends. Hopefully you have some funds set aside for this. There are some programs through the SBA that can help small businesses start up, and under certain circumstances, they will guarantee the loan up to 85%, which will make banks more willing to lend. They also can help in reducing the down payment requirement. So those are things that, again, we're experienced with, we're experts in. We have very close connections with a number of different lenders in the area. And I oftentimes just pick up the phone and say, hey, I got a client who wants to start up a so-and-so business. He's got this much money. He thinks he's going to have to get this much. What do you think? Because a lot of those are industry specific. If you want to get a loan for a restaurant, forget it. I mean, you're just not going to. It's just not going to happen. So now we have restaurant startup clients, but they've been able to fund, you know, say 40 to 50% of the startup costs, you know, out of their pocket or from a rich uncle. But you're just not going to go to a bank and get a conventional loan, or the SBA and get a conventional loan to start a restaurant today.
Well, and I think that also applies if you are, I guess, thinking about building houses. The price of poker is pretty much the same thing. You're going to have to come up with a sizable chunk before the bank is going to lend it to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, no question.
As hard as that is to believe, with the housing market as hot as it is, you would think that the banks would be lined up to give you 100% financing.
Well, you know, the as a business, you know, flipping houses or building investment properties, or those things are not popular for business loans.
Yeah. What is popular for a business loan?
Well, popular for business loans are businesses that are well thought out, that have a well-written business plan, and a fact-based, understandable, reasonable financial projection.
And that gets us back to square one, which is how this conversation started. If you're new to this thing called I Want to Be in Business, then you need a sounding board, or as you call it, a partner, that can walk down this pathway with you. And the fact that you're willing to do it free of charge is just, to me, phenomenal. Where were you when I got into this 45 years ago?
We hear that a lot, believe it or not. Now, most people, not 45 years, but, you know, 5 years ago when I started this business, I wish I knew you guys, because I got caught on this and this and this and this, and I learned it the hard way.
Well, my guess is anybody who's in business, been in business a long time, listening to this program will probably have light bulbs going off in their heads about not only the services you could help them with free of charge, but particularly people they talk to that say they want to get into business. Well, first call should be to the SBA. All right, so how do we get in contact with you all over here at Winthrop?
So the best way to get in touch with us is online. We're a state-managed organization. As I mentioned, we have four regions in the state. Go to scsbdc.com. So that's South Carolina Small Business Development Center.com. scsbdc.com.
And that'll get you started.
That'll get you to the homepage, and right in front of your eyes will be a button that says request counseling.
There you go. Can't make it any simpler than that. SCSBDC.com, right?
Correct.
All right. Well, Jim, thank you very much. That half hour is going very quickly. I hope we can do this again sometime.
Great. Thanks very much. I enjoyed it.
And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, here we go now. One more shot at this, Jim. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week, prepared right before your eyes, right here at Substation 2. How do we do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
All right, have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.